Hi, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm back once again at Troy Public Library talking with Carol Roberts, head of Young People's Services. She's got some more cool books for us. Carol, let's get going.
Hi, Bria. Thanks for having me. This is Women's History Month in March, and I've got several books that are of interest on that topic. And the first I want to talk about is called It's a young adult book called Inaugural Ballers, The True Story of the First U.S. Women's Olympic Basketball Team. This is a very comprehensive book about the history of women's basketball in the U.S., starting back in the 1890s and continuing through today. But it really does explore not just the history, but the social changes that were happening at the same time. And this team in particular that went to the Olympics was pivotal in opening the door for women in sports. People like Pat Head, who is a famous women's coach. She coached at the University of Tennessee women's team. And of course, the women didn't have money set aside for uniforms. They had to purchase their uniforms with money they made at donut sales. Pat was one of the original members of this team, and they won silver against the Soviet women's team. And she returned as head coach in the 76 Olympics in Montreal, and she led them to gold. Interestingly enough, there were no athletic scholarships for women in the early days. And each time they played, though, it wasn't just a game, but it was really a political statement and a demand for equal rights. One of the first women to promote women's basketball back in 1891 to 1893 was a woman named Senda Berenson, and she was an instructor at Smith College. And she saw James Naismith, who was famous for inventing basketball as we know it, back in 1891. She saw him coaching a boys' game and asked if the women could play too, and he encouraged her, and that was the beginning.
And that's interesting because this was long before Title IX, but as you said, that they had to do bake sales and different activities to raise money for their uniforms. It's showing why Title IX was so important in helping to sponsor women's sports.
And also, what was interesting, of course, and you might surmise, is that in the beginning, they were discouraged by other people for playing sports because they felt women were too weak, and this would not be a healthy thing for them to do, but they persevered.
Sounds very interesting. And what age group would you say that's for?
That would be grades 8 and up, and there's also, I should mention, a lot of back matter, which is full of an index and information about who won what medals and when. A lot of great info there.
Great. And your next book? Now we move to picture books. Yay.
Okay. The next book is Fall Down 7 Times, Stand Up 8, Patsy Takamoto Mink and the Fight for Title IX.
So my comment about Title IX was appropriate.
Oh, yes. Actually, these books, they cover a lot of similar themes. Okay. So this woman, Patsy Takamoto, she was the first woman of color elected to Congress. She was from Hawaii, but she was of Japanese descent. She grew up in the 40s, and so she wasn't placed in an internment camp with her family, but her father was pulled aside by the police, and he was interviewed. So she experienced a lot of discrimination in her life, not just for being a Japanese American, but also as a woman. She was denied admission to medical school because of her gender. And what she did was she persevered and she became an activist. She was instrumental, though, in getting Title IX civil rights law passed.
I had heard the name, but I wasn't familiar with her background. The book is interesting. It shows a young girl in what looks like a library and writing letters and groups of people. Why did you pick this book?
Well, because we've recently had the anniversary, the 50-year anniversary of the passing of Title IX. And I was so intrigued by the book on the Olympic basketball team. So this just was one of our new books, and it just spoke to me.
And reading level?
Well, it is a picture book biography, so I would say ages 5 to 10.
Great. And we've got two others?
The next book is another fascinating young adult book, and this is also a biography. This is called Close Up on War, the story of pioneering photojournalist Catherine Leroy in Vietnam. And it's written by Mary Cronk Farrell. This book is amazing. It contains letters she wrote to her parents. She was the first female photographer, or one of the first, to go into combat. She parachuted in with the soldiers, and she had some close calls, including she was wounded with shrapnel and had to be medevaced out. She became close with the soldiers, and she was always taking pictures, showing war up close and what it was like. She's won all kinds of awards. She's gone now, of course, but this book is about her life and how she was one of the pioneers for women in careers and in the career of being a photojournalist during wartime. Many people didn't feel that she had any place being there, that it was no place for a woman, and she didn't let anybody tell her no.
And again, this is set in the time of the Vietnam War, and as you might expect for a story of a photojournalist, it has lots of pictures, some of which may be a little disturbing, but it's still an interesting look at photojournalism. And next?
Oh, I should mention also, she was actually a French woman during some of the most difficult years of fighting, which was 1966 through 69. Those were the bloodiest years, but she was in the middle of combat during then. And she was captured at one point, but she was released eventually. I just can't even imagine going through that. But the book is fascinating. It's full of black and white photos, along with her letters. There's pictures of civilians, of soldiers, all kinds of things. And there's brutality in there, too. I mean, that is the nature of war. But it's fascinating. And she was an award-winning photographer and another trailblazer for women.
So three interesting books relevant to Women's History Month. And the next book?
The next book I have is called The Stars Did Wander Darkling by Colin Melroy. And interestingly enough, he is the lead singer of the band, The Decemberists, who I had not heard of and I listened to, and they're actually quite good, and I like their music. So this story is actually a horror story. If you could think of maybe Stephen King, someone said it was like a younger version, a story written for a younger version of Stephen King, for his younger self. It's about four friends, one of whom's father is in construction, and they are digging near an old house that's supposedly haunted, and they find that the area underneath is unstable. Meanwhile, something dark and evil has been released and takes the form of three men. And meanwhile, one of the young boys, Oliver, is having visions and flashes of bad things to come. And one of those three men senses this. And the four friends try to save their town from this ancient evil, and including something that occurred nearly 100 years before. So if you like Neil Gaiman or Stephen King, this would be a good book for you.
I love Neil Gaiman. And I was actually just thinking of him as I looked at the back of this for another book by Colin Melroy. It says, "A richly satisfying weave of reality and fantasy."
Yes, he was the author of the Wildwood Chronicles.
Okay. And if people wanted more information on these books or some of the many activities going on here?
They can just go to our website, which is thetroylibrary.org, or they can stop in and we'd be happy to help them find these or any other books that meet their interests.
Great. Thanks a lot, Carol. That was Carol Roberts, Young People Services Librarian at Troy Public Library. And this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.